family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a spike in coronavirus cases and deaths reported in China. 254 new deaths in one day, bringing the total there to 1,367.
China says it can be explained, pointing to a new method being used to diagnose cases involving faster tests, which enable earlier confirmations of infections. China also announcing a leadership shakeup, firing two high-level officials in Hubei province, where the outbreak started.
Fox's Simon Owen, a 14th case is reported in the U.S., someone already quarantined since returning from China. Closing arguments are today at the Harvey Weinstein trial in New York.
Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting a different woman in 2006. He says any sexual encounters were consensual, but other accusers who testified on behalf of the prosecution said Weinstein had used the same tactics to sexually assault numerous women over the years.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There's just a little bit of leftover rain back behind. The main front has gone through now, and the temperatures are... Well, it's been steady last couple of hours, around 61, but we're going to be falling into the 50s and then into the 40s later, and the winds will add a little bite to the air, and tonight we'll be in the 30s and end up around 35 for the overnight low temperature. What a big change after 81 yesterday, record high, and 81 the day before. So this is very reminiscent to what happened last Thursday when the temperature fell all day long, and we had a chilly Friday. We're just living it all over again, just like Groundhog Day. So we're looking for a breezy, chilly day tomorrow with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Low tomorrow night down to about 30, so we go below freezing tomorrow night. Saturday, nice afternoon recovery after that cold start. 61 the high, and then scattered showers are a maybe thing on Sunday. The jury is out. South Alabama has a better chance. Periods of rain Monday through Thursday. Right now this morning, rivers are still running high out there. The rain it's raining out at the airport, but it's very light. West winds at 13, 61 degrees. Now, when I made my morning video this morning at 3:45 a.m.,
right.
It was 74 degrees outside, and we were waiting for the big storm to come in and we raced to the station. We got here just before the bottom dropped out.
Yeah.
But no severe weather overnight. That's good news. And our severe weather threat for now is all over with for the next few days, so that's good.
This morning, like at 5 o'clock, was unreal.
Yeah. Right before that storm, right before the bottom dropped out, yeah, it sure was.
Have you ever chased a tornado?
No, and I'm not that cowboy.
I am not that guy.
Yeah. I am not the storm chase guy. I'm not the guy who, is holding on to the pole while
the hurricane
right. Because you could have a piece of sheet metal.
Yeah, that too.
Piece of sheet metal.
Cut your head off.
Right.
You know?
Or like a telephone pole.
I'm in the studio guy tossing to people like that.
Right.
All right?
Some of those folks are crazy. It's
nuts. No, I don't have that in me, and fortunately I'm glad.
I really always have loved the irony of like, everybody needs to be evacuated.
Right,
it's like
right.
The wind.
Nobody should be out in this. what are you doing? Cowboy?
No.
You won't find me chasing tornadoes. Well,
because you actually have a good head on your shoulders there.
I appreciate that.
Well, left of it.
What?
He does that to everybody.
I'm doing all right for him.
Don't take it personally. He gives it to me too.
I'll see you guys later. Have a good show.
They're tearing me apart limb by limb. Literally.
Have a good show.
Thank you, Rich.
Do you really mean that?
I do.
Yeah, he does. He does.
All my heart.
All his soul. Good to see you.
Tell your whole family.
He's trying to leave, Jack.
How's Bailey?
Bailey's having a good day today, but you see her right now poised to go outside?
Yeah.
What in the world? Can you tell Greg that if he's going to go outside and sit on the stoop to put a towel down, the chair up here is wet.
Well,
I'm going to have a wet butt.
He was soaking wet at 6 o'clock this morning.
Why are you sitting in a wet chair?
Because Greg got soaked.
Well, swap out that other one though, it's over there.
I'm gonna have to do something because we don't know why it's already happened. I already got a wet butt.
Do we have any guests coming in today?
Thank God, no.
You got really upset about that yesterday.
No. Well, let's begin the show. We got to hit these ads. Show starts soon. Jack and I are both lively. That's a word for it. It's gonna be fun. Stay tuned.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery Wednesday morning in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway. Police say a man handed the teller a note and got away with an unknown amount of cash. Police say no one was injured in the incident. At the State House, a Senate committee voted down a proposal to give payday lending customers longer to pay back their loans. Lawmakers voted 6-8 against the bill that would give borrowers 30 days to repay a loan instead of as little as 10 days. Senator Tom Butler says the loans become debt traps for families. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team heard from the public about numerous issues facing the city last night. Mayor Reed hopes to have a final report on the transition team's work in 3 weeks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 2-3-7-8-4, equal housing lender.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build 2 new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered with an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
How dare you?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome into News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon.
And there are those that wish he had not tweeted out what he tweeted out yesterday about Roger Stone and the Justice Department. I'm really ticked off about it.
You thought it was it wasn't prudent.
No, it wasn't prudent. Don't give these bastards an excuse to go after you. I mean, they'll find one, but don't give them fodder to put around your neck.
No, I say, I hear you, but if I had been advising the president, I'd say don't tweet about that. I agree. In
the Roger Stone thing.
However, there might be something else bigger at play here. For instance, these are the same folks. Like, remember, this was from March of 2017. The whole
Russia, Russia, Russia. And then, Russia, Russia, Russia.
It, all in the same video. It was when Keith Olbermann was still doing videos. And I've got the whole thing. We could remind people. I've got an NBC News report from 2017. And then, again, what I played there to open up the show. Let's play it again without any stupid music underneath it. This is Attorney General Barr, who, after Trump's tweet, that we both agree, probably shouldn't have done it.
I don't want him. I like Roger Stone. I don't want him to further damage Roger Stone by trying to come out for Roger Stone.
Right, and this will all be up to that judge at the end of the day. And then there's some news report that came out saying the head of the jury, what, the foreman of the jury? The main juror that running the thing. They found all this anti-Trump stuff on their social media. And it was how that person ended up being on the jury and all this stuff, you know, that sort of poisons the well. And I'm sure,
totally.
And also, I think what happened
All's fair in love and war, but not to Trump because they won't be fair with him.
No, they won't be fair, but...
And I understand his frustration.
Well, and let's flesh out your frustration because I think what happened here is the normal DOJ process. These prosecutors came back and they said internally, we want to recommend 7 to 9.
Now, here's a guy who's a political consultant.
Yeah.
Black Manafort Stone and Atwater used to be the name of their consulting firm. Charlie Black, who's still with us. Manafort, who's in jail. Roger Stone, who is now facing jail time. And Atwater, who's dead. They were the premier political consulting firm in Washington in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And they're good guys. And I know Roger and I know Charlie Black pretty well. And I've acquainted with Atwater. I met him and talked to him one time. But I never knew Manafort. But They were a very well respected firm in D.C. This guy gets his house raided. 29 federal agents come to his home in Florida.
And they've partnered with CNN somehow.
Somehow they partnered with CNN.
What is that?
And there was live footage of this poor son of a gun getting pulled out in his bathrobe from his house at like 6 in the morning.
And what they're getting stoned on is lying to Congress.
Which, to me, why not?
Well, hell, they lie to us all the time.
I know it.
Is there some way I can get...
And Comey didn't lie to Congress?
Right. John Brennan?
Clapper? They all lied to Congress. And they're walking around like the cock of the walk. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cock being the operative word.
Right.
Anyway.
So... Here's why I think you're frustrated with the tweet. Because of all this stuff we're talking about, we're ranting about. Normal process. They recommend these prosecutors, that these four folks have now resigned, 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone.
7 to 9 years.
And the main reason they're doing that is essentially because Roger Stone didn't agree to a plea deal. So, because you didn't agree to a plea deal during the Mueller probe, sir, we're going to make you pay. And we're going to have a SWAT team come to your house. And we're going to ruin your name in the media. And we're going to have the judge give you a gag order.
By the way, the power has been cut off to his house.
Right.
I mean, the poor guy is almost destitute with all these legal bills. It's just so unfair. But go ahead.
And so, I'm sure the bar... DOJ, William Barr's DOJ, was like, whoa, guys, that's a little over the top. And this all could have been handled fairly internally. But here's to play devil's advocate on behalf of the president. You probably common knowledge, conventional wisdom, and I agree with it, but I'm playing devil's advocate, is don't, if you're president, don't say anything about an ongoing court proceeding, especially when it has political ramifications for you.
Right, and it does.
However, I think Trump realized...
Semicolon, however, comma.
Right. Big hairy butt around the corner here. I'm equivocating. However, Trump, I think, realized this is going to get out one way or another. Whether or not Barr did this internally the proper way or not, Trump might realize this is going to get out whatever way.
Oh, yeah. Somebody will leak it. Somebody in that damn Department of Justice, right. That quagmire of internal strife.
And they've been saying anyway, and by they, I mean the left and the media, but I repeat myself, have been saying for now months, well, ever since Barr was appointed, Barr's a political hack. You can't trust William Barr, the attorney.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Because they're scared of what William Barr is going to do. And don't get me wrong, there's stuff Barr's said in the past about the Patriot Act and all sorts of stuff I don't like. There's stuff I disagree with Barr about.
I love the man.
But yes, I love him recently, too. I love a lot of people I disagree with. Isn't that something in this day and age? So they've already been demonizing William Barr. They've already been demonizing the Trump DOJ. They've been demonizing Trump since before he took the oath of office.
Well, they're demonizing William Barr because they know what's about to come out.
And the strategy, and this is classic Trump, is knowing that whether or not he says something innocuous or benign or says nothing at all, the media is going to make a big deal out of this. His enemies are going to make a big deal out of this. So what does he do? He gives them fodder, and he at least drives the narrative and is the one who sets the narrative saying Roger Stone was treated unfairly, and this is fruit of a poisonous tree that goes back to the illegal Dirty Cops Mueller investigation, the FISA court abuses, all this crap.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why he's throwing us on the table. Because we have to remember who we're dealing with. This is just a short clip. Pelosi, during impeachment.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
During impeachment. That was just a couple months ago, in the middle of the hearings. With you, Mr. President.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
Still going on about Russia and Putin. And
Russia.
Okay, Keith Olbermann. But I'm of this mood, Jack, and I think you're of the same mood. Maybe it wasn't prudent of the president to tweet about Roger Stone, because it creates this whole new thing. But they're going to create something whether or not he gives them fodder or not. So to hell with them. And honestly, I'm at this point, Jack, of if somebody really broke the law, they should go to jail. But my life,
not necessarily.
Maybe not. And it seems like Roger Stone broke the law in terms of witness tampering. I mean, and the president could always commute the sentence or pardon the guy later if he really wants to. But I'm talking about folks like John Brennan and James Comey and all these other folks. Even if they did things terrible, Hillary Clinton, generally, the idea is if Joey or Jack or anybody out there listening breaks the law, we usually go to jail. Sometimes if we have good lawyers, you may not. But I don't really give a damn at this point who we're going to lock up. I want people like Keith Olbermann and Nancy Pelosi,
with you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin,
to eat their own words. I want the left and the Democrats in the media, not the everyday left, not the everyday person out there just kind of trying to decide, well, I don't love Donald Trump, but I'm not sure about the Democrats. Maybe all these Democrats have voted for Trump last time. I'm not talking about the everyday person in America. I'm talking about this professional political class for the Democratic Party that has been throwing up this Russia thing for the last 2 years, and they won't shut up about it now that it's already started to be unproven that it was started under false pretenses. And they're hanging on the little threads here or there. I want y'all to own it and lose badly in November.
I want them to pay the price for targeting with no evidence president and his administration like never before. Well, I want them to all go down in flames.
Well, and they're not upset at William Barr because Trump did this. They're not upset greatly at Jeff Sessions back then because he was actually a Russian asset. They thought it was useful to take him off the board. Same thing with Michael Flynn. They weren't really all that upset when Pete Bararo was fired by Trump early on. Because, you know, you're allowed to get rid of U.S. attorneys from the former president, putting your own guys. That's kind of common practice. You know why they're scared of William Barr? Because William Barr says stuff like this. Played it to begin the show. Let's listen to it without any music.
The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
That's great.
That's why they fear this guy, because they say that the way this game is played is we get to throw whatever crap your way, and if you punch back, that's against the rules. No, it's not.
No, because they don't follow the democratic process.
And I don't want William Barr to go out of any sort of norms. I don't like the Trump tweet. I think it's not necessarily brilliant. Maybe it is if you're trying to drive media. I don't know. Joey and Jack aren't Donald Trump.
No, we're not.
So, what I want William Barr to do is continue to follow the leads. And when John Durham of Connecticut, who's looking into all of this Russia stuff, is this quiet, it makes me very happy. And when the Democrats are making all this noise, it makes me very happy. But I want them to own it, every little bit of it. Because this is bigger than just Donald Trump getting reelected. It's bigger than Republicans and Democrats. You're talking about abusing the surveillance programs that civil libertarians, people just in good faith have questioned for years. You abuse these programs, and now you've taken what is a crucial geopolitical issue, Russia, who should be crucial in us pushing back China, as well as the security of Europe, the security around Turkey, the security of the Middle East. We could have a good relationship with Russia, not to mention they're still sending people to space with us. Instead, you've taken that key geopolitical issue and you've turned it into a dumb partisan political cudgel.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
And where the Speaker of the House sounds like Keith Olbermann. So, to hell with you, folks.
Somebody texted me, my friend I respect a lot. Donald is opening the can of worms that was the Stone jury scam.
There you go. Fruit of the poisonous tree. And what is that tree? It's the whole Russia story. You know what we were saying with impeachment? You take a shot at the king, you better not miss.
That's right.
Well, that was just impeachment. But when you use the surveillance powers of the United States, you leak to the media constantly, and then you come up empty and you miss. It's not against the rules to punch back and look who perpetrated this scam. It's what the president should do. It's what William Barr should do. And this has nothing to do with electoral politics for me personally, though it does have ramifications at large.
Well,
this has to do with making people who abuse power own it. And they might not end up in jail, but what do they care about most? Their power. I hope they lose it.
The media's really kind of taken after Bloomberg a little bit. I want to talk about that when we come back.
Sounds good. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. And Vladimir, if you're listening, I'm still waiting for the check.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
84417.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We are hooping it up this Valentine's Day. Our special is just $99 for beautiful gold hoops. Tell them about it.
They're an inch and a quarter and they're super cute.
Super cute, an inch and a quarter. That's all you got to say?
Well, you can wear them every day.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
They're great. Everybody will love them.
Everybody will love them. At Marguerite's, you come see us this Valentine's Day. $99, 14-karat, white, yellow, rose gold hoops. Hoop it up.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. But be careful if you call. Jack and I are both worked up.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This hour of News and Views, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Still 50% off for News and Views listeners on all video transfers, not including films this month. But it's a Valentine's special. Get those old videotapes. 50% off for News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036, 279-6036.
6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener and you'll get that 50% off. Dan Black and the team do great work. It was good seeing him yesterday.
Yeah, I enjoyed having him in the studio.
Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being sponsored this hour of the program. So you wanted to mention and talk about Bloomberg. I'll kick it off this way, if you'll allow me. Michael Bloomberg tweeted this about an hour ago. He tweeted, "At Real Donald Trump, we know many of the same people in New York. Behind your back, they laugh at you and call you a carnival barking clown. They know you inherited a fortune and squandered it with stupid deals and incompetence. I have the record and the resources to defeat you, and I will." Now, why would Mike, little mini Mike, say that? Well, it's because 2 hours ago, Donald Trump tweeted this. "Mini Mike is a 5'4 mass of dead energy who does not want to be on the debate stage with these professional politicians. No boxes, please. He hates crazy Bernie and will, with enough money, possibly stop him. Bernie's people will go nuts." Bloomberg actually responded to that tweet. Trump didn't tag Bloomberg, but Bloomberg responded to that tweet, and that's where his "I know the same people as you and they're laughing at you" tweet came from. Oh, the battle of the billionaires.
Well, he's trying to backdoor get into this race. Now, the media is not really on his side right now, on Bloomberg's side. Of course, if they smell victory, they'll get behind him. You know how
right.
people do. But, you know, Bloomberg made a comment in 2015 that has resurfaced about the value of the stop and frisk policy that NYPD had when he was mayor.
Right.
And
the way he articulated it was
The crime's happening in the ghetto neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And
here's the problem. I've heard defenses of stop, ask and frisk. I think if you actually have a program that allows on experienced police discretion that isn't just racial profiling, that's fine. But and I don't want that program here in Montgomery.
Well, let me tell you something. People in Montgomery would be fine with stop and frisk. They're fine with stop and frisk all over the country, but not to the Democrat-based voter.
Right.
That is not what you do.
And I'll just say, this is maybe the libertarian in me. But I've heard the defense of stop and frisk, and it's the kind of what Bloomberg did in a very ham-handed way, where he said, you know, 95% of the crime is done by young black men, or minorities, as he put it. And so that's who we're going to stop and frisk and ask questions.
And those are the same people you're going to stop and ask to vote for you.
And he literally said, like, too many white people are being stopped. And so here's the thing. That, in New York, is true. That a large percentage of the crimes and violent crimes were being done by young black men. But here's also the problem with that. If you look at the percentage of young black men who are the ones committing those crimes, it's a very small percentage of that population. So you're going to be stopping a lot of young black men who've done nothing wrong, who never thought about doing anything wrong, who are in fact the victims of the crime from other young black men.
Well, you're asking.
So this is why the profiling on that basis is just kind of like, it's not the best way to do these things. I'm not saying you shouldn't, especially running a big city, be able to stop, talk to people, these sorts of things.
And then something else has come out that he said, in addition to stop and frisk, is, well, one of the problems with the 2009 collapse or 2008 collapse was these banks were just lending money to anybody. And so that's come out. So I don't think the media is squarely behind Bloomberg, but I'll tell you who is. Joe Reed, the ADC this weekend, endorsed Bloomberg's campaign. The Alabama Democrat Conference.
Yeah,
which is the black wing of the state Democrat Party.
This past Saturday, yeah.
Right, that Joe Reed is, and I would venture to say his son Stephen is probably part of that endorsed Bloomberg. Remember, he was standing up there next to Bloomberg when he was at the Crest Building months ago. So it'll be very interesting.
Now, I think Bloomberg could actually be he's a very competent person. You don't make all that money by being a dope. However, I think Bloomberg really is a true believer, a zealot on the gun issue, and that truly is his Achilles heel, along with being not exactly the most charismatic fellow in the world.
His team is brilliant. I have to hand it to him. They've done a pretty good job with the branding, the ads, the marketing. But when you listen to the guy himself, doesn't exactly set your hair on fire.
No, he's an arrogant New York Jew that comes to the South where he's trying to infiltrate black folks in the South. That's his target right now.
Yeah, taken away from Biden.
Southern states. Yeah, exactly. Because he sees Biden as very vulnerable right now. Of course, Karl Rove describes Biden as being in intensive care right now.
Biden really has something. It's like a nostalgia rock band going on tour.
He talks down to people.
Oh, that, absolutely. He's too full of himself. He thinks he's more charming than he is.
Oh, I know.
And it's not working. And he maybe used to be able to pull things off, but in that sort of, you know, chummy, like, oh, how you doing? And laugh it off. But as he's become older, and really it is like an old rock band. It's like, let's go out for one last tour. But they don't practice at all. They just show up for the first show, and they haven't rehearsed at all. It's going to sound like crap. I don't know how. I don't care how many years
you're that whole corn pop,
yeah,
little monologue that he did in one of his speeches
right.
Really is illustrative of his talking down to people.
Right. Oh, it really is. And it's just also bizarre. I mean, and then the most recent one that we've been playing a lot, you know, the...
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
It's just like...
I don't even know what that means.
What the hell is that? Let's go to the phones, though, Jack. We've been ranted too long here. 272-9228.
I'm out of juice.
I think you're lying. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
It's Simpler Days calling in.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, for an old wet Thursday, I'm probably better than I deserve. Just wanted to comment on stop and frisk.
Yes, sir.
I can't tell you how many times in my illustrious career of responding to burglary calls, either residential or business, that a citizen would say, isn't there anything you can do, officer, to stop this? You know, I've been broken into a couple of times now. Isn't there anything y'all can do? Or you can simply say, well, we would like to do several things, but there are people that have never been robbed. They've never had their, you know, business broken into, and they are very concerned about stepping on somebody's toes. So we're kind of handcuffed in what we can do. I mean, you know, the person that has never had a gun stuck in their face, never been strong arm robbed, never. But once they have been,
right,
then it kind of loosens that up.
Yeah, the reality of violence will wake you up.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there, you've got to challenge the criminal element. And you can't let them have open-air drug markets. Because if you do, they're going to spread, and they're going to be like kudzu, and they're going to take over your city. And then the criminals are going to be in control. Or you can put up a firewall, or you can stop and challenge them. And when you do that, you're going to create an atmosphere that certain people don't like.
Right.
But you're going to have to do it. I mean, you're going to have to do something to stop this wave that's coming towards you. So Joey, what do you recommend that law enforcement do?
No, we're not taking that side. We're just saying that the stop and frisk policy is probably not bad, but the people that Bloomberg is trying to appeal to don't like it. And well, didn't like.
Well, and I don't mind, I would recommend, you know, some of the things I've learned talking to officers and folks who have been in this line of work is you concentrate your force where there is mostly crime. I think where Bloomberg made a big mistake is that he was almost justifying the, you know, Xerox it. These are what the criminals look like. And it just, I feel like, especially based on my conversations with folks in the line of work, that was a very oversimplified form of what you actually do. For instance, he kept leaving out the ask part of stop, ask, and frisk. You know, he was in this, you know, you throw him up against the wall, and you, it just came across as sort of a bastardization of what could be a sophisticated policy, where you concentrate your forces where there is crime at certain times of day, but it's more than just your age and your race. There are other considerations.
Well, a good fisherman goes where the fish are. And you can fish a pond, you know, but you're probably not going to catch any fish. Or you can go where the fish are. And if you go where the fish are, then you've got to have a mindset that it's through training and education and yes. supervision that you're not going to violate people's rights. But what you're going to do is you're going to challenge the criminal element. And you're going to find out what their business is in a residential neighborhood at 2 o'clock in the morning with no lawful means, and to simply stop and ask them for their identification, walking down a street where they've had burglaries in the past at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
If you don't do that, how are you going to, you can respond to crime, write reports.
Right.
But how are you going to prevent crime if you don't stop and inquire?
Oh, yeah, you don't have any argument for me there. Like, especially if I'm walking in a neighborhood at 2 in the morning, I expect to be, if, you know, stopped and asked by an officer if he sees me, a question. Like, I mean, that's not an unusual idea to me.
But where the fishing hole is, there are going to be fish there that don't want to be caught.
Sure.
And when you try to inquire, you're going to meet some form of resistance. And then the citizen are going to have to say, okay, do we want to keep saying, isn't there anything you can do? Why can't you help me? Why do you allow my business or my house to be broken into? I mean, it's just like the study they did in Oklahoma City years back. And what they found was if you challenged juveniles in the daytime, stopped, asked them what their business was, where were they going, that you would see about a 20% decrease in residential burglaries. Because
there you go.
There were a lot of them that were involved in burglaries for drugs and other things. So,
I guess the point I was making earlier is you don't want to use the fisherman analogy, cast too wide of a net where it also frustrates people that you want to be cooperating with to take out the criminal element. And I imagine that's part of having officers that are in the neighborhoods who know the people in the neighborhoods. That way you can kind of work with folks to then, you know, accurately find the criminal element.
It takes the citizens trusting you and a beat cop that's for them to feel, you know, good about giving them information and letting them know who the bad guys are. But we're going to have to do something, and we just can't ride around in patrol cars and look pretty and respond to crime. We're going to have to get in a mindset of preventing it rather than just responding to it. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Good call. Informed call.
You know who that was.
I think I do.
Yeah.
And also, I'd advise people, if you've got the means, you know, having your own security measures ain't a bad thing. And I'm not just talking about Second Amendment solutions. There's all sorts of creative things you can deter people with. 272-9228, 272-9228. It's just the way, and this is why we brought it up, Jack, and why you brought it up, the way Bloomberg was talking about that policy, behind the scenes, I presume, was not exactly, if I'm being mild, the most graceful way to put it. In other ways, it came across really, really bad. Like when I heard that.
Not in sync with the Mike Bloomberg. He wants you to think you know.
Right. And he apologized, though.
Yeah.
272-9228.
Pandering.
More news and views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. The risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm early on, but then by lunchtime, all the rain has shifted into southeast Alabama. Windy, falling temperatures into the 50s by this afternoon. Breezy, much colder tonight, overnight low 35. Tomorrow, a chilly day, high in the mid-50s, but the winds will make it seem colder. And then we're down to freezing by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday is a dry day, good bit of sun, high around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Jack, we don't have long in this segment, but we got time enough for Charles.
Charles.
Charles Holland. Hey, Charles.
Trump on, people.
Trump on, Charles.
Look here. Y'all was talking about Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who his MVP, VP is going to be?
Bloomberg's?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
His father's name is Joe. Ta-da.
One of those Kennedys?
No. Stephen Reed.
Oh. Is that right? Is that what you're hearing?
A newly elected mayor of Montgomery would be a vice presidential pick.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, interesting. That would explain the ADC endorsement.
Da.
That would explain why Stephen Reed is always at his side when he's here.
Yeah.
That's interesting, Charles. Charles always has his ear to the ground.
You know why?
Because you're trumping on.
I trump on.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance. Pet-proof. Life-proof. And right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Are you walking on sunshine, Joey? If there were any, I would.
Yeah, if there were any. I was about to say, no, I was walking through puddles, rain puddles this morning.
Oh, I know. I'm so tired of it.
I wasn't walking on those rain puddles.
But it does fill up our water table.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you see the riverfront flooding, like up over the amphitheater?
No.
Yeah,
but
a lot of water.
Yeah.
No, I see that as a news story. I'm like, yeah, that's happened before. It's what happens when it rains a lot.
Yeah.
There's just some stuff I see, and I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, but if you find a moccasin in a downtown building, then you know it's come up way too high.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. 272-9228, folks. I don't know, Charles, if Stephen Reed is going to be the
vice president. Well, it would be a terrible ticket because you'd have two mayors.
Right.
Nobody with any national experience. Of course, Bloomberg is arrogant enough that, you know, it's interesting.
See, now Alan Dershowitz on this Roger Stone thing just tweeted this. All civil libertarians who care about nonpartisan justice should support a new trial for Roger Stone based on this new information about a biased juror. Let's hear from real nonpartisan civil libertarians. And he shared, Alan Dershowitz saying this, shared an article saying Judge Napolitano, who hasn't been, you know, he criticized Trump, thought Trump should be impeached. Judge Napolitano says Roger Stone should also get a new trial. So, you know, this is a... When I see Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat, Judge Napolitano, a hardcore libertarian, agreeing on this, two guys I respect as civil libertarians, yeah, let's get Roger Stone a new trial. Though, honestly, I could give a damn about Roger Stone.
I like Roger Stone. Don't you dare talk.
I just don't know. I'm not saying I dislike him.
Oh, he's a pompous ass.
I just don't care. It's like, okay.
He is a pompous ass, but he is a... I think he's a good guy.
Where's that Nixon tattoo on him?
On his back, I think.
It's on his. See, I always get him confused with Henry the Winkler in The Waterboy, who has the James Dean tattoo on his cheek, on his butt cheek.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Stone does have that Nixon tattoo on his back. Yeah, and he's a colorful figure in the sense that he's brash, and it, you know, what he's being charged with doesn't surprise me. He's just that type of guy. But the idea that you're going to throw him in jail for nearly a decade for not cooperating with what turned out to be a ridiculous investigation, fruit of the poisonous tree. Come on, give me a break, folks. Give me a break. And also, there are bigger issues to fry. And I hope is that the president will and Attorney General Barr will fight back, will continue to put a bow on this Russia narrative, but also that we move on to other issues, like, say, the wars in Afghanistan. And, you know, this sort of mission creep that's going on there. All sorts of other big issues that be nice, that live up to what the president ran on, what he'll run on again. Let's start getting things done.
You heard a minute ago at the break that radio ad that targets Jeff Coleman and Troy King.
Right.
And it's put out by a third party saying to elect Terry Hastorf.